his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're joined by Christopher Flicka, and he's the Director of State and International Relations, Senior Counsel and Staff Attorney for the Home School Legal Defense Association. And Lord Bush, the neocon, has radically expanded the Department of Education way beyond Bill Clinton's wildest dreams. And all over the country, cesspools like California, run by socialists, and gun-grabbing creatures like Davis are first saying, oh, we're going to arrest you if you homeschool if you don't have a teaching certificate. It's not a law, they just say it. Same thing in Illinois, they're trying it all over, now even some southern states. It's all about intimidation. It's less than 1%. It's to scare you than to be highly publicized. We've talked to Christopher before, and he's given us this great analysis, and I agree with him. It's what they're doing. Now, though, they're trying to put it into law and call it child abuse, where they just refuse, the school refuse to give you, quote, your form. Then you don't put your child in their abusive system where your child learns how to be a crack whore or learns how to worship world government or learns how to report mommy and daddy for owning guns or where Christianity is seen as a cult religion, but they teach you how to be a Muslim. I mean, it goes on and on. The nightmares in these schools where your kid gets arrested if they're caught playing tag or dodgeball, they're training your kids how to be prisoners, basically. And he joins us now to talk about this new horrible trend with this law, with these disgusting creatures. I'm sorry, I'm angry about these people. They don't want your kids fleeing because more people are now in an exodus out of the schools. They're even trying to take over the private schools now. So one of the few places to run is the homeschooling, and they're winning all the spelling bees. This little 13-year-old, as I said, Taiwanese child he's an American, but he's Taiwanese background, wins the big Intel science test. They try to disprove that he could do this DNA sequencing. He found out he was even smarter than that. He wins the award. They want to ban that. They're mad. They can't ruin your kids and put them on Ritalin. Joining us, Chris Clack, thank you for coming on the show, sir.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Is that basically kind of a good summation of what they want or from last time you were on? Or tell us what this is all about in this latest case, Chris.
Okay. You're right, definitely, that there is a movement of the child's rights advocates that are using many different angles to try to control our children. They try to control our children through the public schools, and there's no doubt about that it's a mass production system, mass manipulation. That's why the homeschool movement, I'm so thankful for, that we've won the right to do this homeschooling so that we can remove our children from the clutches of those who would like to control and reshape our children away from, you know, their traditional moral Judeo-Christian values that our country was founded on. And one of the big areas is through the social service system, the child protective workers. And that's what you had in California with this Senate Bill 950, when it was an attempt to remove truancy from its role, its place right now, which is under, you simply get a fine and this sort of a thing. And they wanted to put it under the jurisdiction of the social workers so that they would be the judges and jurors as to what they would do.
Yeah, for those who don't know, they just snatch your kids and you go before some judge and they ship them off, and you're five times more likely to be abused in their,
that's right,
in their clutches, but no one seems to care. And now they're even using the horrors of what the social workers have done and some double think to go, oh, we need more of this because we're killing so many of the kids. The government is. It's crazy what they're doing. I'm sure you heard about Florida, where convicted pedophiles were actually running the Department of Child Services. The main database controller was, and about a third of the top people were all convicted pedophiles. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yes. It's unbelievable. It's incredible. And these are the people who are supposed to be protecting the children. We have at Homeschool Legal Defense Association at least one family a day who gets turned into social services of no fault of their own. These are anonymous tipsters that call the child abuse hotlines. You can do this in any of the 50 states. You can make up a story because you don't like the family because they're homeschooling, you're prejudiced against them because they're Christian, or, you know, whatever the issue is personally, you can make up a story, say there's bruises on the child even though there isn't any, or they're not supervising the children, they're neglecting the children's education, and then next thing you know, a social worker's at your door insisting on entry into your house, which is really a violation of your
Fourth
Amendment.
Well, you don't have to do
right?
it, and the key is don't answer the door and don't talk to them. But continuing, this is all part of the larger federal plan. I know you've talked to Charlotte Israby, who was the number two person at the Department of Education. This was their plan all along. It doesn't matter who's in office in the White House. It just gets worse and worse. There is a backlash against all of this, though, especially as the horrors are revealed. But to make this now, like here in Austin, Texas, if you're late to class three times, that's considered truancy. They criminally charge you. In one school, over half the kids have been charged. Though the state law says 12 to 14 truancies in a semester, they're not even following the law anymore. I met a lady. She showed me the documents, and she actually works for someone in my family. And she showed me the documentation. Her child was in kindergarten 6 years ago and was out for a week with pneumonia. They have now criminally charged her for truancy in kindergarten. Now, we went and looked at the statute of limitations. It's like 6 months because there's not even a criminal charge. Yeah. And they're now criminally charging her. They're not even following laws now, sir. Mm. I mean, it's just la-la land, so we can see where this is going.
Well, that's why there is a Homeschool Legal Defense Association. That's why we got 76,000 families that are members, because they realize that the war isn't over. The war is, we're engaged in it, and the war is for our children's lives, our children's minds. And those who oppose us, those who are anti-parent and the pro-child forces, and I don't mean that in a positive way, they're trying to take our children through whatever means they can.
Well, let's face it, there's also a big move to take people's children to give it to homosexuals.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was the front page of the paper this week, how wonderful it is how they take people's children and give them to these people. You know, it's crazy. It really is nuts.
Believe it or not, there is a little bit of good news, even from the federal level. I had an opportunity to testify before Congress last year in regards to this mega bill called the Child Protection and Treatment Act that you have. It's called CAPTA in the federal government. They pass it every 5 years, the reauthorization. Anyhow, I was able to testify, and I offered 5 amendments. They accepted 2 of them, and now this is about to become the law of the land. And one amendment requires all 50 states, the social workers, to tell you what the allegations are when they come to your door. No longer can they withhold that from you, but they have to tell you what you're being accused of. It's basic stuff, but we had to put it
in
the law.
Well, I think that's a major victory, but let's be honest. These people are so criminal in the studies we've done. I mean, sir, there was a case where this woman was poor. If you go to the city to have your kid at their city hospital, they come in, they grab your kid, and we've read the documents. It'll be a newborn baby. They'll say, 1 year ago, the mother was seen abusing the child by witnesses. The baby didn't even exist in her womb a year before. Just crazy lies. I mean, it's they just write anything, sir.
Oh, I found so many times where the social workers have lied. They've lied to judges even. I've gotten copies of affidavits that they gave to judges in order to get court orders to get into people's homes to take their kids. And upon reviewing those affidavits, we find out they lied. It seems that a lot of social workers don't have kids, and they take it personally when somebody doesn't cooperate with them. And they just forget that there's a Fourth Amendment. They forget or never have been trained.
Well, let's face it.
That.
Now they want to privatize. Have you heard about that?
Privatized? No, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, Florida's going to move to it. They're going to have, like, Black and Hut basic subdivisions for giant child reeducation centers.
Oh, boy.
And, yo, no, it's mainstream news.
Yeah.
I've got the article right here.
Big thing we defeated last year in Florida was they tried to pass, we called it a government nanny bill that would just give the social services just tremendous power to go into hospitals and meet new moms to determine if they are fit mothers, to take those kids and start doing testing on them right away to see if they, you know, would have handicaps and all kind of, you know, if they were going to have trouble. On
yeah, this is worse than the Soviet Union.
Oh, yeah.
You go in, you have, what's how it already is here. They're stocking the hospitals. They got plants in there that get a cut. And if people look ignorant, man, their kids are gone.
That's right.
I mean, if you look ignorant, man, it's all. They walk in and go, please sign here. Well, what are you doing? Just work with us, sir. Everything will be all right. You sign it, they grab your kid and go, ha, 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 I mean, literally.
Uh-huh. And one other.
Surprised they don't yell, Hail Satan or something and jump on a broomstick.
Yeah, it's very sad. And the one other positive development on that CAFTA bill I was telling you about was another law, another part of the law that's going to be a requirement in all 50 states is that all social workers will have to be trained in their duty to protect those they investigate. They have to protect their constitutional and statutory rights. And we've been asked, HS Homeschool Legal Defense Association, we've been asked to help write the manual that will train these people. So we hold a little bit of hope, not a lot, but a little bit of hope that at least we're going to have some inroads now and maybe turn the tide.
Well, I want to say great job to you, but I hope because, you know, you guys have got so many members and have been so effective that they're not trying to just get you in and make you feel good and compromise you. Because I think a lot of the, basically it's Planned Parenthood too, is what the social services groups are in your area. If they can't kill them in the womb, they're going to try to get them and drug them and screw them up out of the womb in their death mills. That's what these are, big psychiatric facilities full of toddlers hopped up on drugs. Were you aware they were doing that?
Oh, yeah. They'll do that. They'll put them on Ritalin, do whatever they can to control the kids.
Well, they get more federal funding. One more segment with us, because those are great victories. We've got a few calls here for you. I want to talk about what's going to happen with this bill in California, or how to defeat that, or have you defeated that. And I want folks to know how evil this is. And it all comes from the federal government. That's where the training comes, down to the states. And they're coming after you. Imagine, every time you have a kid, the government's there. Be right back.
Thanks for listening to the M2K Talk Archives. And we are listener supported with the honor system. We ask that you wait. Don't donate a dollar at a time. PayPal charges a 35-cent surcharge on anything of a dollar or less. Wait till you listen to 5 or 10 and then donate, please. We appreciate your voluntary support.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to Chris Flicka, and he's a senior counsel and staff attorney, director of state and international relations for the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. Chris, so what's going to happen with this bill out in California? Are you guys going to be able to defeat it, or what's developing there?
Well, we have good news to report on this front as well. The Senate Bill 950 that would have taken the jurisdiction of the authorities over truancy from the criminal courts to the juvenile courts and to the social service department has been defeated. And we really are thankful because this would have, essentially, this kind of scenario would have happened that if a child missed 5 days of school, they'd be determined to be habitual truant, just 5 days of school, and then they'd be turned over to social services for a full-scale investigation and determination of, you know, whether these children should be removed.
And understand, these people have bounties. That's how they get paid, is for seizing your kid.
That's exactly right. And we were able to convince key senators on the committee who controlled the life and death of this bill that this was a far way overreaching, and it would violate constitutional rights.
Now, what was this about?
Thousands of phone calls came in from the homeschoolers.
Well, that's great. I commend you. But what about Florida? I didn't know they were going to have that nanny bill where everybody gets a visit, a snatch visit, right at birth. So that's amazing.
Oh, the good news on that one, too, is that it was the bad news was it was passed by the House and passed. Actually, it was defeated by the House, went to the Senate last year. Then the Senate last second did a substitute for the House. The House thought they were voting on something else. They ended up voting for this government nanny bill. So then it went to the governor. But in the process, they attached, this goes to how sneaky sometimes legislatures are, they attached an economic package that Jeb Bush had initiated to the government nanny bill. So Governor Bush couldn't veto his own economic package.
Oh, he had to sign it. Now I remember, yes.
And the good news was that we were able to convince Jeb Bush to use his line item veto on the budget, so we have a government nanny bill in Florida without any money. So it hasn't been implemented. So that was it's not over till it's over kind of.
Oh, wait a minute. Do you mean the law is there now?
The law is there, but there's no money to implement it.
Unbelievable. Yeah, but they want to. That's still nightmarish.
I mean, imagine
being there with your wife. You just had a child, and here comes walking in the satanic bureaucrat.
Oh, yeah. And these people have a whole different philosophy, whole different belief system.
Oh, I went to college with some of them. I mean, these are family haters. Usually they were abused. It's like a crazy person who thinks everybody else, you know, is their mommy or something.
Yeah,
oh, you did it to me. I'm going to get you. I mean, these were like mentally ill people that I saw at college, and I'd always, what are you majoring in? Oh, I'm going to be a social service worker, CPS. And I'm like, oh.
Yep, and I was in a class here in Virginia where Homeschool Legal Defense Association is based for lawyers on how they could become guardian ad litem. These are court-appointed lawyers for children in child welfare cases. And during the session, while we were being trained, this is a seven-hour session, lawyers from all over the state, and they had a social worker come and explain what the typical abusive family looked like. And she gave three scenarios. The first scenario was a family who were religious, that they went to church, that they had they used scripture to control children, and they believed that the father was the head of the house. That was a typical abusive family.
They have white picket fences.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I saw a FEMA report where they list homeschoolers, gun owners, Christians, and they say these people may wear suits. They may speak well.
Very
dangerous. Watch them. Go ahead.
Unbelievable. And then that second category for them was they call it the rigid family. The family has a lot of rules. You know, they enforce those rules. They're very strict and all this kind of thing.
You mean they don't let their 13-year-old daughter go out the front door with the gang member?
That's right. That's right. That's too strict. You got to let the children do what they feel like, see? And the last category was the only one that was realistic was, if it was a drug-using family, et cetera. But the good news on that is we ended up communicating the chief justice of the Supreme Court of Virginia that governed these classes. And, we gave him a veiled threat of a suit, the discrimination here and stereotyping of these people, and they pulled it. So
I know you're busy. If you got to go, that's fine. We got a bunch of callers want to talk to you. Do you want to go or stay?
I'll stay.
Okay, great. I promise we'll go to Philip and Laura and Pat and John and everybody else. I promise when we get back directly to your calls. Folks, we're not exaggerating. It's worse than what Chris is saying, okay? Believe me. We've gone. We've done TV shows and radio shows about this. We've got footage of this. These people are from the pit of hell.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey Road.
All right. We're talking to the senior counsel and staff attorney director of the State International Relations for the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, and let me give you the website. It's hslda.org, hslda.org, the acronym or the abbreviation for Homeschool Legal Defense Association. And I'm sorry, folks, you know, God designed me as a good mammal. And I guess in our group of species, we like to defend our young. I think most species do this. And when you find out that pedophile rings actually, and this is in many states. I read mainstream news on this show. We posted hundreds of articles about this. Run these systems. They got weird socialists, devil worshippers, occultists. I'm not kidding. And they've been caught. Five times more likely to be abused. Some of these people that are the foster parents. I mean, these aren't the foster parents of the olden days where, you know, they're good Christians and they love children and they adopt 10 kids and do it on their own money, and the dad works, you know, 20 hours a day. No, we're talking about people where they'll have like eight kids in a mill, and they starve them to death and beat them and torture them. They can basically barbecue kids on the front lawn on a spit, and nothing happens to them. But Christians, homeschoolers, we've read the articles where there's a family who's been raising kids for 20 years, and, you know, two of them are in the military and moved out, and they got some little ones, and the neighbor said, those kids ain't going to school, and calls them, and the DCF shows up and doesn't even know the kids' names, but says, we heard about abuse. You know, it's just, and the people go, well, wait a minute, we live in the middle of 100 acres, no one can even see our property. We don't care, get into us. We're going to go to these calls directly, but Chris, how do you counter it? How do you tell people to counter it? You've got a bunch of kids yourself. When somebody comes to the door and, let me in, I just want to be friendly and see if your kid's all right. I mean, with the Fourth Amendment, you know, if the police came to my door and didn't have a warrant, I just wouldn't open it. How do you advise folks to handle this when these literal child kidnappers show up?
Well, first of all, if they're homeschoolers, we urge them to join the Homeschool Legal Defense, and we'll be there for them to defend them literally at the door. I spend a lot of time talking to people on the phone and keep the social workers and the police out of people's homes. But in a nutshell, what one does is, first of all, you don't let them in the house. Number two, don't let them talk to your children. Number three, get their business card so you know who they are. So when you call Homeschool Legal Defense, if you haven't already gotten hold of us on our hotline, which we have operational for 24 hours a day, you give the name and number to your Homeschool Defense or to your lawyer, and let them set up a future meeting. Don't meet with them right there on, you know, a surprise, but say, okay, we'll set up a time when my husband can be home. And
let me explain what happens. They only want to get in so they can make lies up.
That's right. They go on fishing expeditions.
And folks, when I say lies, okay, I have a number one, I'm not bragging, but I have the number one TV show, you know, Best of Austin here in Austin. I go out and I do these stories. I've never done one of these stories. We've probably only done five, but in five stories we've done, maybe it's seven stories we've done, we get the documents. These people are the biggest liars. I mean, they think nothing about it. Have you seen that, Chris?
Oh, definitely. We see a lot of lies. In fact, out of San Diego, the grand jury looked at the social service system a few years back, and they found that that almost all the social workers were lying or changing facts in order to make their case before the judge. It was very disconcerting. And I must say at this point that not all social workers are bad. There's good people in there, and there's real abuse going on.
So, well, obviously I'm going to be covering cases that are bad. But
right.
You know, that's the stuff. But, I mean, frankly, all I see is bad.
Oh, yeah. But at the same time, there is a disrespect for constitutional rights of those being investigated, because 70 to 90% of the allegations received by social workers, this is statistically across the country, turn out to be false. And so that means there's a lot of wheels that are spinning here, a lot of dollars are being spent over just people using the system to get after others.
Well, that's it. It's a giant bureaucracy, and am I right in saying, Chris, it's exploding in size?
Oh, yes. If you are a legislator and you vote against a bill that's going to give more money to the social service system, you're going to be targeted as anti-child. You don't care about kids. So it's very, it's a continuation of money flowing to,
well, Chris, there's no need to demonize these people. I don't need to demonize a cockroach. If I just turn the light on, they're demonized.
That's right.
We just got to turn the light on these people. I'm telling you, from the top, this system is totally un-American. You know, I read this about Russia, Germany. They do this in China. Cuba is big on this. I mean, I think it's important for people to demonize the social workers and the whole system, again, by just turning a light on, and to tell these horror stories. Are you seeing a shift, though, to people waking up to this? I think I've been seeing that.
Oh, definitely. People are waking up. People are standing up for their rights. When we started litigating this, where we would sue social workers for violating the constitutional rights, we were really the first doing it. There was no precedent. There was nobody standing up to social workers. Now there's more and more lawyers are standing up, more and more people are standing up, and we're seeing more good cases. Congress, as I said, they listened. I brought these horror stories to them when I testified last year, and they listened, and they put these two amendments on. This big bill that's going to affect all 50 states. So we're making inroads, but we got a long way to go, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Let's take some calls. I really appreciate Philip and Laura and Pat and John, others holding. You're on the air. Philip in Virginia. Go ahead.
Greetings to your guest there, Chris. Tremendous work you're doing there, along with men like Alex. You know, it's just infuriating to hear this type of stuff. And when people hear statements that these people are diabolic, they are of the devil. Just listening to you talk about the guidelines when you went through your training proves that. They're your first three guidelines were totally unscriptural, anti-scriptural. It goes against the Creator and our instructions for life. And they are of the devil. And, Alex, you're right on the money with that. These people are
I'm going to be honest. I've covered them, been around them, and, you know, this is a news program, but when you're around them, they really are demonic. I mean, these are, at least what I've seen, these are degenerate scum. That's all I can say about them.
Chris made a good point. Not all of them are like that, but most of them are because it's just a J-O-B to them. They don't care.
There's a lot of now, Chris, isn't there a big move now of former social workers? Because I know a lot of them are now quitting, can't handle it, and are speaking out.
Oh, there's been some. I haven't heard of any organization exactly, but I've talked to them regularly on the phone. I talked to one lady, been in there for 30 years, and she said it's totally changed from when she started. They used to try to prove that when they got an allegation, they tried to prove the family innocent. Now, when they get an allegation, they assume the family is guilty, and then they go about to prove that. So it's very topsy-turvy. Every other area of law enforcement, you're presumed innocent until they got evidence to show you're guilty, and except in the child welfare. They go on fishing expeditions. They're scalp hunting. And you're right, I think you made a comment earlier, that they do get more federal dollars and more state dollars per child that they can label as abuse. So it's a big incentive for them.
Well, also, I mean, you talk about how they're changing the definitions. Now if your kid misses 5 days of school, that is abuse. You know, they're trying to change that definition. But the big thing is you talked about how this law got passed in Florida where at birth, I mean, imagine you just want family around with something like that. You don't want... Imagine one of these socialist freaks with this horrible track record of abuse and evil, especially in Florida, knowing that convicted pedophiles run the agency. And that's Miami Herald, folks, AP. I mean, to know that a potential pedophile is going to be visiting you, that is terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's we've come a long, long way. I was we've got seven children. We had twins who were in difficulty, and they almost died, but they were born alive. And at the hospital, they sicked two social workers on us because we were an at-risk family because we had four little kids under 6 years old at home, about an hour and a half away, being watched by friends from our church. And then here we were at the hospital. We had one child in intensive care, one baby, and then one baby that my wife...
Yeah, let's make that clear. Your wife gets diabetes, you got four kids, they come, they take your kids. For those that don't know, it's called at risk. And so imagine being at the hospital, you've already got your four other kids with family and friends, you're there, your babies are hanging on for life, and literal, I'm sorry, creatures show up and are cornering you with their beady eyes. What parent, frankly, what parent wouldn't probably flip out at that point? How did you handle it? What did they do to you, Chris?
Oh, they came in the hospital room, and they literally were terrorizing my wife, and she broke down. Of course, she had just gone through a C-section. She wasn't feeling well, and I ordered them out of the hospital room. Of course, you don't have the protection of your home in those instances. I ordered them out of the hospital room. I went and got one of the chief doctors. I laid it out before him. He called off one of them, and the other one cornered us again in the intensive care unit and started peppering us with questions.
Now, for those that don't know, you're in Virginia?
Yes.
You're in Virginia. You're a lawyer. Okay? You're well-spoken. You have a picture of you here. You're, you know, I've been on national TV. Nice-looking guy here. This is happening to you. Can you imagine what happens to a farmer family, good people, going to have their third kid, and in almost every case now, demonic creatures appear?
Oh, it's scary. I felt like all my clients, all the members that I've defended over the years, I suddenly felt their pain, what they were going through. And it was interesting. The way we turned this last social worker away, it was just the power of God. I began to share with her the gospel, and I told her, I said, if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, I said, you're going to go to hell. And I said, you know what hell is? As I began telling her about that, she said, I got to go. And I said, wait a minute, I got a Bible for you. She said, no, I can't take it. I got it. She goes, I can't take any gifts on the job. I said, take your social worker hat off. This is for you. This will help you. This will show you the way to
so
heaven.
So the garlic and holy water had an effect.
That's right. And she took off, and we never saw her again. So the Holy Spirit went before us that time. Praise the Lord.
No, yeah, these people. I tell you what, I can't believe it. I can't believe people. We had Operation Iraqi Freedom, okay? Great, Saddam's a thug. Can't we have Operation American Freedom?
That's right.
Yeah, why not?
You know, if Bush wanted to turn all this around, he would, but he didn't. He put more funding into the Department of Education and all these other groups, and can't we? We have the real conservative backbone to do it. How, Chris, do we force the Republicans that control everything now to finally get rid of abortion, to finally just axe these social workers? How do we do it?
Well, it's going to be every man on deck. We're going to have to be eternally vigilant. That means you're going to need to make those phone calls at key junctures when legislation is being introduced. You got to convince your local legislature and your state to start introducing bills that are going to cut back the size of government. And, I mean, we do that at Homeschool Legal Defense on parents' rights issues. We are working on the front line of child welfare reform. We've got a big bill in Texas that's going to protect innocents when they're being investigated by social workers. We're working to defeat legislation like you had in California. We work on Capitol Hill to try to curtail and restrain social worker power. So it takes us joining together. As Benjamin Franklin said, he said, if we don't hang together, most assuredly, sir, we're going to hang separately.
Absolutely. Anything else, Philip?
Yes, I had a question for him. Sitting here listening to you, Alex, you asked him a few of the questions he answered for me. One aspect about this demonic side of it, one place in the scripture where Messiah got very angry, and that was when with children, he said, you suffer these children to come to me, for such is the kingdom of heaven, and these people are not letting them come to him. They're like doing what Alex said. They're learning Islam and all kinds of other multicultural crap. But where are you at in Virginia, Chris? I'm in Virginia.
Yeah, we're in right by Leesburg, Virginia. We're about 30 miles west of
Philip,
northwest.
I appreciate the call, but let's try to not let's lead by example. I understand this makes people very angry. Believe me, we're not exaggerating. It's much worse, and it hurts my heart. Chris, does it hurt your heart? Because you're even more focused on this than I am. And a lot of us tend to not get in this fight because it is so painful to focus on. But if we don't focus on these evils and focus on exposing and fighting them, it's going to be worse. I mean, how do you deal with this every day to know that what we're fighting is so bad and to see the wreckage of these people that don't have conscience?
Oh, it's hard. You know, as I deal with these social workers, I'm dealing with many times the enemy. I have to say that I am a Christian, and it's through the power of God that, you know, I can overcome. And God has blessed his people. God has blessed those who are standing up for this freedom, because we've been able to keep every single family that's a member of Homeschool Defense from having their children removed. We've had no family because of homeschooling.
They prey on people that don't know their rights.
Exactly.
And,
it's the people who have no idea, and they let them in the house. They let them talk to their kids. Next thing you know, the whole social workers ushering the kids out. And it's a matter of knowledge. People need to know, and that's, you know, one of our goals is to get the information out. And
absolutely. Let's take some more calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Laura in Alabama. Thanks for holding, Laura. You're on the air.
Yes, I agree with everything he said. And also, we need to get, everybody in their community needs to get on the phones and spend about 30 minutes a couple days a week. Talk to their church leaders in these various denominations. Call the national associations for these church leaders, because a lot of them are in charge of homeschooling, Christian schooling. And they need to expose the ACLU as being total communistic and atheistic. And the same thing they need to expose is what about the homeschoolers and the rights of the homeschoolers.
They take key cases and lose them to create bad case law. and they then defend stuff that doesn't even exist, and they could care less when cops are breaking pro-life demonstrators' arms for no reason. They could care less when CPS grabs somebody's kids. So, yeah, they are loyal opposition.
If everybody just spent that's not working, that can spend 30 minutes to an hour a couple days a week and call these numbers, make it real brief and to the point, and just keep doing it and going down the yellow pages and the phone book, calling these mainline church leaders. Some of them won't listen and some of them will act interested, but you got to they got to just keep doing it.
And we've got to create a grassroots understanding of what we're facing in this system. Laura, anything else?
And what's so amazing is James Kennedy and the American Family Association and Tex Mars and others, Marlon Maddox, have exposed these things, and yet people listen to them on television and mainline radio stations, and it's just not, people just aren't waking up fast enough or they expect someone else to do it.
Right.
Well, we better, and the main problem is Bush has come in now, and I've seen a lot of conservatives go to sleep. And let me tell you, the attack is on, as Chris just said. This is a war. The war hasn't ended. One more segment with Chris, and we'll come back and talk to Pat and John in this final segment with our guests. Be sure and visit InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back.
Political Talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Understand, you're not in more danger if you homeschool of coming into their net. You're actually much safer. It's a lot more horrible in their schools. Kids are now being arrested for stepping in water puddles. That's an aggressive move. Arrested for playing dodgeball secretly. That's a aggression crime. They're trying to force most of the kids on Prozac and Ritalin and other drugs. I mean, it really is like a bad science fiction movie. So you're much safer getting out of their system. And you need to do it, folks. You need to protect your family. You need to get away. This government's gone bad, period. And we've got to stand against it. I know we've got a lot of other callers here. I don't know if we have time to get to them with our guest. We'll try. Before I go back to our guest, though, just go to InfoWars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Get my videos, my eight videos, or just get one of them. Get my book, Descent into Tyranny. Find out the real crimes being committed by people running this government at all levels. Find out the true horror of what we're facing. You need to face it and be man enough, be woman enough to know the whole of the truth, as Patrick Henry said. Because denying it doesn't mean it goes away. The horrors, the crimes these people have committed, the things that we've proven they've done. Folks, I hope you go to InfoWars.com or net, or I hope you call toll-free to get my videos. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or again, InfoWars.com or net. Don't wait. Get the videos. 1-888-253-3139. Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror are the two newest. Chris, how do folks contact the Homeschool Legal Defense Association? How do they join? How do they get involved?
Sure. If anyone's interested in homeschooling or you're a veteran homeschooler, we have a free packet that we will send you if you call 540-338-5600. That's 540-338-5600. We will send you a free homeschooling pack, tells you how to get started, tells you about the laws in your state. Or you can go to our webpage, which is hslda.org, hslda.org, and we've got lots of information on social services on that webpage. It's a very extensive webpage, all information you need. You can join Homeschool Legal Defense through either way, by phone or by getting on the online. And
well, Chris, I can only commend you, and this beast, this system is stomping around roaring, seeing who it can devour, seeing who will submit to it and go along with it. And as you said, everyone you've helped hasn't had a problem. They just know their basic rights. That's why they haven't given the children, told them their rights in school, so they don't know. Let's talk to Don in Missouri. You're on the air with our guest. Go ahead, Don. Go ahead, Don. Don't have long. Okay, Don's gone. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Missouri. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Very good guest you got on there today. I
I wanted to ask him a couple of questions because I know that there is when an American becomes a 14th Amendment citizen, our status at law changes because we are no longer sovereign free men and have exercised sovereignty. Our
You're talking about privileges instead of rights, and you only have about a minute left. What's your other question?
Well, I wanted to ask him how he approaches the legal defense standpoint from that particular standpoint.
If he got asked this question a year ago on this show, and he said from a constitutional perspective, correct?
That's right. Yes, we defend our members. You know, we go right to court. We defend them on the First Amendment ground, the right to freely exercise their religious belief. We defend them on the 14th Amendment parental liberty clause that comes out of there. We haven't fought the jurisdiction battle yet, although we were sympathetic to it. So it's so far God's blessed with us a lot of victories in the court.
All right. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Chris, I really appreciate you coming on the show and look forward to having you back on, and great work.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate your good work as well.
Take care, my friend.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Third hour, your calls, a bunch of news from around the globe that I haven't gotten to yet, but this is a serious subject. You know, this is the free country? No, that's not a free country when this is going on.